Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Jeff?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Great.
Awesome, awesome. I'm glad to hear it. I know you were speaking with my mapping coordinator, Max, about the first page placements of Google that we had available for programming today. Did you have any questions or anything like that on how the service works?
I'm just trying to get a price and just see what we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Well, here we do everything month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts involved. We don't do anything per lead, per job, per call. It's just set at a flat rate on a monthly service. For the established business credit that he gave to you here is a reduced rate from our normal rate. Typically, if you were to buy this on the internet from our website, it would range to around $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. With your in-business credit that he gave you, it comes down to just $249 month to month, flat rate, no contracts.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything set up for your company besides just like a website and an Angie's Leads?
Like I said, it's me, so I stay pretty busy just by myself. And that's the one thing that I've always kind of shied away from is, you know, the only time that I did, that we've done this before is just I got inundated with just a bunch of people calling that weren't really real customers.
Really?
They might have been a real customer, but they
sure.
were calling, you know, it was a waste of my time. I wanted contractors and not just homeowners. That's what we had been residential as well. I was like, I don't want just random Joe.
Random people.
Going, hey, well, how much would it be if I did this? You know,
yeah. I get what you're saying. So you did something like this where you were on Google itself, or you did something like this where you had a company like this, or?
No, I want to say that we did it on Google. It was the first year that we were doing it, and
okay.
I got inundated with just
random calls.
Calls, yeah. That's whenever I just stopped it and just started calling. I called them on myself, basically.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, we can get you calls that you, we can get you in front of contractors. We do commercial. Is that what you're doing? Is commercial, that you'd like to target?
Yeah, I was going to say, I just, it's always been such a, I target a lot of things. I'm basically a general contractor, so there's really
okay.
no, like, certain, you know, field you can put me in. Could we do, you know, welding, fencing, concrete, asphalt, striping, I mean, power wash. I mean, we do lots
you
of
do
things,
it all.
So it's not like we can just put one little thing out there and
right.
And then whenever we put in for general contracting, I get calls that are just outside of, you know, I'm not looking to build something from ground up. So
right.
kind of a specialty call.
Okay. Okay. I mean, like I said, we can put you in front of those areas that people are looking to search for you, and we can program you for all the different services you provide. We do run a retargeting campaign. So anybody that does search for your services, we can put that in front of your customers, and then they can just click to call you directly. I personally don't know what you did before, but I do see that you do have a Google Business profile already set up and you do have a website. So my team would just work with you hand in hand in making sure that you get more of the commercial side of things than the residential. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for the $249 month to month, I will say it is not a contract. You're not locked in anything. We do ask for just a 2-month verbal agreement, But for the Facebook retargeting campaigns, we do take $100 credit from the $249, and we give that to you. So you wouldn't have to pay for that. It would just always come out at that flat rate for just $249 month to month, and you would never get the higher fee of the $599 month to month. You would always be grandfathered in with the established business credit that you have. Okay?
Right. Well, now, I guess we did this one time.
Okay.
I guess when we started, and then I did this again with another company, where they tried to get me the same thing. I want to say it was, I'm trying to think what the company was, PageHub maybe is what it was. But they contacted me saying that there's errors in my website. And so, like I said, they tried and tried, and they kept calling me, and they'd say, okay, you're all done. You're on the top of the list. And I'd say, man, I can't find myself anywhere. I can't find myself. And it's just like, I'm typing it in my area saying, pavement markings for my area, concrete for my area, and it's not pulling me up. And I have to actually write in my name to find me and Google. And
that's crazy.
Telling me that is something in your website. That's something that's tagged wrong in your website.
Where
it always came back to is the people telling me there's something wrong in my website that was not allowing them to complete this transaction that we're talking about. Now, I don't know if there's any way you can dig into that.
So it's always on your end, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's always like, oh, no. And it's always after I've paid a few times,
right,
for 2 months and done this, and they say, oh, you know what? We can't. It's something on your end and your website that is not allowing it to be, categorized. You've got a problem. And then again, and after that, I get constantly emails from people saying, hey, I'm a website designer, and I came across your website, and boy, there's all these problems with your website.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, they run like a software to kind of see like how fast they do kind of like a test on your website just to see how fast it's populating, everything like that. They just run like an analytic test on it. And what happens is your website might not be the fastest or the best or whatever it is, but that plays no part in the Google business profile at all. Your keyword phrases are actually attached to the Google business profile. Your website's just attached to that. So, that's a them problem. not a you problem. Yeah,
because y'all can do a little looking to make sure that we don't have any kind of compatibility problems or anything like that, because that's the one thing that I've seen over and over again.
Was how it was holding you guys. Yeah,
soured me on this.
Yeah, so there's two types of deals here. I'll tell you, there's the Google Business Profile, which comes up in your local area on the map section, right? And then there is the website itself. Now, a lot of people think, doing the keyword phrases on the website is going to populate you higher. Sure, but that process just for the website alone takes 8 to 12 months. I've been doing this for 10 years. We're a Google Premier Channel partner, and that is how it's always been. It's always been such a long process for that. On top of that, where you were probably searching is not where the Google business profile, it's not where just the website is going to pop up. That's going to pop up underneath the map section. So all the way at the bottom of the page is really where you're going to see that happen. Like I said, with the Google business profile, the local area, that doesn't come from populating the website. That comes from the back end of the Google side of it. So, yeah, we won't have any problems helping you. I'm looking at your website right now. I don't think you need to change anything per se. I mean, Obviously, there's no buttons on here where I can just purchase something because you have to go out and do an estimate and everything like that. You can't just give a a quote over the phone with what you're doing. So I think what you have here is fine, and you have down below email address, name, message us, and then you guys contact them to see what's a better time and to fit into the schedule, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So me personally, I think your website's fine. Like I said, it's just helping you rank better on Google and then get in front of the contractors so that way you can, you know, bid the jobs and get the contracts yourself at that point.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, what we do here is, like I did mention, we are a Google Premier Channel partner, so we can only work with one company per industry per area. So we're not working with all the concrete companies or the pavers. You know, I know you do painting, but you do for parking lots and stuff like that. So what we have to do is we actually have to close out the category once we fill this listing, meaning we can't work with everybody promising them, hey, we can work with you and get you to the first page, because in hindsight, that just isn't possible. There's only a couple of spots on the first page of Google. I'm sure you know. There's only like a handful. So we close the category out. We represent you there. You'll never share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not going to share your customers. Because we are only working with you for the manner of getting you there and getting you more contractors to contact you directly, okay?
Right. So right now, the only thing that you could do is the concrete section, correct?
No. We could do whatever you have. So we can do so it's all in one, right? So you're going to go under concrete. You're going to go under the asphalt construction and maintenance. You can go under the painting on the asphalt as well. So we can do, you're up to 15 to 20 key phrases that you would like to target. So, we can target all of your services.
I would come up on the first, and I would come up on the first page of all those searches.
Yes, sir. Yes. And so I just want to be super transparent as well. So it's not like it's a swift, flip of a switch. Nobody can guarantee, hey, tomorrow you're going to be on there. For us, it does take around 30 to 45 days to get that program done, for you to populate on the first page for all the services that you provide. That's why we do pair those up with the Facebook retargeting campaigns, because we can start getting in front of customers within 7 to 14 days. So it is a little bit of a process. If anybody calls you and says, hey, we could do it tomorrow, that's a big red flag, because Google does not work like that. Unless it's going to be like a paid advertising where you're going to pay per click, then yes, we would be able to get you up there, within 7 to 14 days, but that's a different package in itself. That would push you out to about 100 miles if you wanted that.
Okay. 100 miles. Yeah, let's just go a little further.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if you want to do, so there's two packages here. So the one that I was talking to you about does the Facebook. That's going to get you into about a 50-mile radius at max. You can shrink it down to 30, 20, whatever you would like, target specific cities and zip codes. That's going to be the $249 month-to-month. If you wanted to do the Google AdWords with the local listing, that's where it's going to be a higher deal, and that's going to be $449 month-to-month. So you just pick and choose which one you want. I think with what you're trying to accomplish, $249 is better for you because you're not going that far out, in my opinion. So, but if you would like to do that, we could. And if you always wanted to push out, we definitely could, and we can do the Google AdWords. Which one are you leaning more towards? I mean, you drive an hour out, correct?
Just the $249 is what I was thinking.
Yeah, I agree. With what you have set up and everything, with just an hour drive out, you're only targeting around 40 to 50 miles, correct?
Right.
Yeah, there's really no need to spend the extra money on mileage that you're not even going to use at that point. So You do have a Google Business profile here. So how it would work is once we do secure the listing with you, I will send everything over to you in writing with your invoice. I want to make sure you get that. That's going to be a big tax write-off for you at the end of the year, 100% tax write-off for the marketing. Once you do have that, I want to make sure that it's correct, because I will send that to you. If there's any discrepancies, I can fix it here while I'm on the phone with you. Everything looks good. I'm going to book an onboarding call with you and my tech team maybe for tomorrow or Wednesday, whatever your schedule looks like is best for you. They're going to verify everything is correct. And then also, too, they're going to verify and make sure that all the services you provide we have, so we can start that programming for you, okay? Once that call is done, that's when they're going to be going to work to start doing those programming and getting you to that first page within the 30 to 45 days, okay? Okay. So I just want to...
As far as...
Go ahead.
And if within 60 days or 90 days I still have seen nothing and I can type up and not find myself, if that happens, what would I need to do to cancel this?
Yeah, exactly. So what I do here is I walk you through a voice verification. In the voice verification, I give you a customer service number, and it states here you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting our client support line. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. That's it.
All right.
Okay. I want to make sure that I have everything correct, though. So you guys, are you guys still operating out of the 12303 Meadow Lake Drive?
Yes.
Okay, and that's Houston, Texas, and then the business zip code is the 77077.
Yes.
Okay, and good phone number for them is still the 281-900-6540?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm just going to make sure we have your website here for you. Perfect. And then Jeff, is your first name Jeff or is it Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
Okay, perfect. And then what's your last name?
Kirkpatrick, K-I-R-K-P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
And what were the first three letters? I'm sorry. I got Patrick, but what was the first one?
K-I-R-K.
Oh, Kirkpatrick. Okay. That makes sense, because I saw Kirk Services, and I was like, I see Jeff.
Yeah.
All right. And what's a good email for you, Jeff?
Jeff@kirkservicesllc.com.
LLC.com. Okay, perfect. And you're in Houston. Did you see the solar eclipse earlier today?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
I'm over here in San Antonio, so I saw it and I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was a little cloudy over here, so you couldn't really see like the, you know, the moon go in front of the sun, but you definitely did see it get dark.
For a little bit. I was like, wait, I can't
did
even
you?
See it. I finally got to see it.
Did you have the glasses or no?
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I was like, I feel like I'm just looking at painted
yeah.
glasses, you know. And I was like, oh, there it is. I see it.
Yeah, it was so cloudy here. You couldn't really even see the sun. It was just, you know, it was just a normal, you know, doom and gloom day. And then all of a sudden it just got like super dark. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, there it is. And then 2 minutes later it got back up to light again. And I was like,
yes.
I've never
yes.
seen that before. My dad has seen it before, but he went all the way to Wyoming, and he checked it out when it came last time, and he was like, "You gotta see that. It's something that you'll experience, and you can't explain to anybody. They just have to experience it themselves at that point." Because they're like, what do you mean it gets dark? I'm like, well,
that's exactly what I mean.
Point of view. Oh, yeah. You got grandkids?
No, just kids. No grandkids yet. Yeah.
Yeah, grandkids yet. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, over here, they shut down some schools here. So I don't know if they did that over there for you guys, but...
They just kind of made it a field trip thing, you know.
Oh, nice.
Had to sign waivers and stuff.
Everybody get out of school. Yeah. If somebody burns their eyes, you can't sue them type deal. Somebody takes their glasses off. All right, cool. Well, I got everything set up here for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send everything over to my tech team for the services that you offer, right? So then they have that. But how would you like to secure the listing here, Jeff? Are you going to use a Kirk service, credit card, business card, debit card?
Yes.
All of the above. Got it. Gotcha. And on the credit card itself for the name, does it say Jeffrey Kirkpatrick, Kirk Services, or does it just say Kirk Services?
It says both, I think. It says Jeff Kirkpatrick and Kirk Services.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial on there or no?
I don't think I do.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Let me see.
No problem.
No, Jeff Kirkpatrick, Kirk Services.
Okay. And the billing for the address for that card is still the 12303 Meadow Lake Drive? Or is it a different one? Okay.
No.
Gotcha. And then for the card itself, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
American Express.
American Express. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
3727 239-642-03-001.
Okay, can I read this back to you? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, I got 3727-239-642-03-001.
Yes.
Okay, and then the expiration date?
5/28.
And then the security code, the four-digit code.
3066.
Okay. Now, before I do make any transactions here, Jeff, I am going to take you through the voice verification, like I said. This is just going to be an outline of what we're going to do for you, what we already talked about. But this is also going to be in writing, and it's going to be sent over to you with the price in there as well. And then also, I am going to make a security question for you. Reason being is we want to make sure that we're always talking to you on this, not anybody else. So we never sell or share any of your information, not even the name of your company. We share that. So every time we do call you, we are going to ask you this security question just to verify that we are talking to you. And then on your end that you know that you're always talking to us as well, okay?
Great.
Okay, cool. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, I have the city you were born in, or I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Maiden name.
Maiden name, okay. What's mom's maiden name?
Saragusa.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
S-A-R-A. G-U-S-A.
Okay, perfect. Just give me one second here because they blur it out. They don't allow us to see it. And then I have to type it in twice. So I have to make sure I spell that correctly. Saragusa. Perfect. Green's on it. Awesome. Okay. And then I'm just going to walk you through this voice verification here. If you don't understand something or you're saying, hey, what does that mean? I can clarify it for you. I just want to have a firm understanding before we go and make that transaction, okay?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your company.
Kirk Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the company.
Jeff Kirkpatrick, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Jeff, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay. Now, this is, your company is called?
Local Splash.
Okay. And you're not with Google?
We are a Google Premier Channel partner. So nobody is ever Google. So if somebody calls you and says that, they're telling you stories. But no, we are the highest tier, so Google will never reach out to you personally. We take care of the smaller businesses, like the mom and pop shops, anywhere from like that one man crew all the way to like the 30 man crew. Google usually calls the Coca-Colas of the world.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. And then, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. I have a customer service number here for you, Jeff. Do you have a pen and paper to write it down, or do you just want me to email this to you with everything else?
Email it to me with everything else.
Perfect. Will do on that one. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Such as,
really, we don't want you paying for the same thing. So if we're doing this for you and somebody calls you and you're like, hey, I'm going to have another person work on this too, let us know, because we don't want the conflict of interest. We want to make sure
already,
that.
We've already kind of gone over that.
Yeah, I know. I just got to ask it. It's standard for here. So you do agree to let us know if anything happens on that terms, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which you actually have the established business credit, so you got that reduced rate, plus the account setup was waived for you, will be charged today, which is April 8th, in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th in the amount of just $249. So you're getting that flat rate. This is a recurring payment. Now, Jeff, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the customer service number I'm going to email you, so you have that. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So I can stop sound. Okay. The number is 877-635-6225. And that's going to be the customer service line.
And that what the name of those companies was again?
Our company is called Local Splash. Yes, sir. My tech team is going to reach out to you on that number as well. So I will say everything did go through on my end. So I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family here, Jeff. If you need anything, like you want to add services, take off services, you want to add, maybe you want to add a certain city or zip code, please let us know. Reach out to the 877 number. They're going to work with you hand in hand when they call you, and they're going to make sure that they get everything correct for you so you can populate on that first page, okay? Now, with that being said, what is a good time for my tech team to give you a call? Do you have availability tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. What time would you like to – so from 9 a.m.? Central time to 6 p.m. I can have them call you. They are taking a lunch.
Would be great.
Okay. First thing in the morning. You'll be our first, our first onboarder. Awesome. Okay. So local splash. Okay. I'm going to send you this here. You should have received a couple of text messages from me. One says, Jeffrey, thanks for choosing local splash. We sent a copy of the invoice we have on file. Let me know if you were able to get that text message.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's going to be a link there that says my.local/forward/terms. Click that link. That's going to take you to our terms and conditions. That's the service agreement I just read to you. There's two check boxes on the bottom there. One for SMSs, just in case you're out and you can't answer the phone. We want to give you an update. The other one is just verifying you're the card authorization holder. You're going to sign your name, Jeffrey Kirkpatrick, type it, and then you're going to hit confirm. Once you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login page with a username and password. Let me know when you're there. No rush, okay? And then I also did send over the email for the 9 a.m. So you do have that in your inbox. It came from charliemolenkamp@localsplash.com, and it's going to be a Google Calendar. Just letting you know, 9 a.m., my tech team is going to reach out to you for that onboarding call, okay? Okay, let me see here.
I've got the local splash now. And
okay, so you're at the username and password?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So don't do anything yet. This is going to be, and I didn't touch on this, but this is actually going to be a tracking system for you. So my tech team is going to go ahead and build this. They're going to give you the login credentials tomorrow morning. They're going to walk you through this. You're going to be able to see just through there what you're being listed for, location of searches. You'll be able to track how well the Google Business Profile is doing, and also the Facebook retargeting campaign is doing as well, okay? So you're going to be able to just go in there and see all the metrics and see what's really happening for you. So that way, you know, each month we earn your business and show you that this does work and we're getting you the business that you need, okay? Yeah, that's going to be custom made for you. So that way, like I said, you can go in and log in there. You don't have to chase everything down on all these other platforms. All right?
All right, great.
Awesome. Any questions for me, Jeff?
That'll do it.
Okay, so the services, I just want to be clear, because I do want to give this over to my tech team so they come ready to tomorrow. The service is concrete construction, asphalt construction and maintenance, and then you have exterior building maintenance and upgrading, and then you do like stucco, stoning, fencing, all these services I can put there for them.
I'm sorry, which ones? One more time.
So you have the concrete construction where it says new concrete installations. You got concrete repair, ramps, stamped concrete, concrete stains, concrete coating, and waterproofing. And then on the asphalt, you have new asphalt installations, asphalt repairs, asphalt overlays and seal coating. And then for the exterior and building maintenance and upgrades, you have the stucco, stone, painting, fencing, gates, handrails, bollards, speed bumps, car stops, A&D compliances, pressure washing, and then pavement marking and signage. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay.
On the concrete.
Sure.
I don't know if they have we have waterproofing on the concrete.
Yeah, you have concrete coating and waterproofing.
Yeah, we could take that off.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I'm going to just take these services. I'm going to send them over to them as well with everything, and then that way they have, and you don't, they're going to verify with you tomorrow. But you can just tell them yes. If you want to add or take anything off from there as well, you could absolutely do so at that time when they do the onboarding call with you, okay?
That's it, great.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to get working here, Jeff. You have everything in your email there. So if you want to go ahead and just hit yes on that Google Calendar for us, that's just going to confirm the time. And then we'll be contacting you early in the morning and get ready to rock and roll with you, okay?
Great. Thanks.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of the evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye.